You're listening to a podcast hosted by Med Learning Group.
Welcome to the COVID-19 Frontline Podcast Series, hosted by Med Learning Group. In this episode, we'll speak with a young woman who suddenly and unexpectedly developed severe COVID-19 symptoms and look at the recent rise of serious cases of COVID-19 in young adults in the U.S. Early in the course of the pandemic, it was clear that certain groups were more likely to experience severe symptoms from COVID-19, such as people over 65 years of age or those with underlying health conditions. However, young people without underlying health conditions can become seriously ill with COVID-19, and the progression from mild to serious disease can be sudden. Hospitalizations among adults over 65 have fallen since the start of the pandemic, thanks in part to vaccine rollouts that prioritized older patients. Young and middle-aged adults now make up a growing share of patients in COVID-19 hospital wards. In the U.S., adults under 50 now account for the largest group of patients hospitalized for COVID-19, making up about 35% of all hospital admissions. Those aged 50 to 64 years account for 31% of hospitalizations due to COVID-19. My name is Diana Tomase, and I'll be the host of today's podcast. Joining me today is Lindsay Johnson. Lindsay was diagnosed with COVID-19 at the end of 2020. Despite being young and healthy, she suddenly developed severe symptoms of COVID-19 that required admission to the hospital. Although she recovered from COVID, she suffered from long-lasting symptoms after the initial infection. Welcome, Lindsay. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
It's not uncommon to hear people say that they're not worried about COVID-19 since they're young and relatively healthy. However, you developed severe symptoms that required hospitalization. Did you have any risk factors for severe COVID-19?
Health-wise, I didn't have any risk factors, nothing like diabetes, no asthma. I'm pretty much healthy in all regards.
And you're relatively young as well, right?
Yeah, I was 36 when I got sick.
Can you tell us about how you contracted COVID-19 and what your initial symptoms were like?
I'm assuming I contracted it at work. I'm working in an urgent care facility, and we were seeing sick patients. We were doing COVID testing at the time. I'm a medical assistant, so I was triaging patients coming in, taking vitals, things like that. So I'm assuming that most likely I contracted it at work. And in hindsight, looking back, some of my very, very first symptoms was just a lot of fatigue for about 5 days leading up to my main symptoms. I was very tired, very kind of just feeling very run down. And I didn't really know that that was the beginning of it.
Did you have any other symptoms other than fatigue initially?
Initially, no. My very first symptom was the shortness of breath. I had that for about, I would say, a day and a half. And then once it didn't get better, I kind of was like, okay, maybe I should get tested. And by the time I did get tested, I was having trouble just walking, up and down the hallways at work without, losing my breath.
When you went to see your doctor initially, were you offered any treatments or just told to monitor for new severe symptoms?
So I was tested at work in my urgent care. My urgent care doctor did the PCR test. And according to the CDC, while the PCR was pending, I was just told to quarantine. So I was taken out of work. I quarantined. And at that point, PCRs were taking probably, closer to 2 business days for results to come back. So I quarantined and I was home and I got my result. At that point, I was like, are you sure? Because I wasn't feeling too bad. But as the days progressed, it got much worse.
How quickly did your symptoms progress from mild to severe?
I would say over the course of the first 3 days, I just kind of felt like I had a cold. Again, I was very tired. My shortness of breath was worrisome, but it wasn't to the point where I felt like I needed to be seen by a doctor. And then I'd say between day 6 and 9 got to the point where I was having trouble getting off the couch and going to the bathroom. In the shower, I would get very tachycardic, and it was just very difficult to do mundane things like go to the bathroom, take a shower, get up for a drink of water.
At that point, did you go to the hospital?
I did. I went to my local hospital. It's actually the hospital I work for. I went to the ER. And at that point, my shortness of breath was severe. I had to stop in the parking lot, actually, from my car to the front door because I couldn't breathe. And I was seen in the ER.
How were you managed in the hospital?
When I got there, I was triaged by a nurse, and I was brought directly to a room where everything was done pretty much electronically, except for the nurses that came in to do my COVID test and to take my initial set of vitals. And from there, they monitored me, but the contact was very limited. The actual provider came in for about 5 minutes and got my symptoms and how I was feeling. And from there, he ordered testing, a chest CT.
Did you feel like doctors took your symptoms seriously, given your age and health?
They didn't seem too concerned. The provider I saw he looked very tired. The nurses looked very tired. They kind of just took it as like a run of the mill, you know, someone that's healthy, but has COVID and has symptoms. And they didn't really handle it too aggressively, I would say.
You were eventually released from the hospital, and many people who get COVID-19 have lingering symptoms that sometimes persist for months or even weeks after COVID. These so-called long haul symptoms can happen to people who had mild COVID, or even to those with severe disease, and it's impossible to predict who will be affected. Did you develop any long-lasting symptoms after you were released from the hospital?
Actually, I have. My shortness of breath hasn't gone away completely. It's hard for me to go up and down stairs. And I'm actually having issues with arrhythmias. So I am seeing a cardiologist now and having further testing done with regards to that.
And how long have these symptoms been going on?
So I went back to work. I was diagnosed with COVID December 22nd. I went back to work around January 18th. Around the 18th, I was feeling somewhat back to normal. So it's been since the onset.
Okay. So it's been about 5 months?
5 months. Yep. My rapid heartbeat, my tachycardia now is pretty much associated with the shortness of breath like it was when I was sick. Going up and down stairs, walking distances that I would normally be able to walk without getting shortness of breath. And it has affected how I live because I feel like I can't exercise the way I want to because whenever I exert myself, I'm having the arrhythmias, the tachycardia, and the shortness of breath all happening together. So it is making it a little bit difficult to do the things that I used to do before I got sick.
Did you receive any follow-up care after your hospital stay to deal with these long-lasting symptoms, or did you have to seek out care yourself?
I actually did follow up with the doctor that was on call. After I was seen in the hospital, she did prescribe me inhalers, albuterol inhaler, and I developed COVID pneumonia. So she prescribes me with an antibiotic.
Another challenge with COVID, particularly in young and middle-aged patients, is trying to prevent the spread of the virus within a household. How did you manage to keep your family safe while you were infected?
My youngest was here with me the whole time. And I think that he had already had it earlier in the year. But his only symptom was a high fever and fatigue. So I'm thinking that since he had it 2 months prior, he pretty much stayed safe, but his symptoms were very mild. He had no cough, no shortness of breath. So I think that with him here and him having the antibodies kind of kept him safe. But it was hard, you know, being separated. I'm a single mother, so it was like limiting contact was hard. But, you know, we got through it. We stayed pretty separated for most of the time.
Thank you, Lindsay, for sharing your story with us. Fortunately, the chance of dying from COVID-19 is smaller in people under 50. And clearly this age group can become seriously ill or suffer from long-term symptoms, even if they were otherwise healthy before infection. We've seen vaccinations decrease the hospitalization rate in elderly people, and hopefully we'll see a decrease in all age groups as more people are vaccinated. Vaccines are also recommended for those who were previously infected with COVID-19. I'd like to thank our listeners for joining us. We hope you'll listen to another episode of the COVID-19 Frontline Podcast. This podcast was brought to you by MedLearning Group. MedLearning Group is accredited by the Accreditation Council for Continuing Medical Education to provide continuing medical education for physicians. The CME activity was planned and produced in accordance with the ACCME Essentials. I'd like to give a special thank you to our grant supporter, Merck & Co. Incorporated, who provided an unrestricted grant for this educational activity.